SBS Filipino.
And now, Jess, we'll talk about your life coaching. I know that at the start of each year, most of us has something, one or two, a vision or a goal that we really wanted to be successfully achieving by the end of the year. But how do you have that motivation and determination to do something and eventually achieve those goals? Because I know it's one to have a goal and it's another to achieve it.
That's a very, 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 very good question. And I get that a lot as well. Like, you know, goal setting is fantastic. The only thing is, well, how do I achieve it? And there are a couple of steps into anchoring your goals. Everyone has goals, but it goes back to your compelling why.
Yeah.
What is your true why as to why you want to achieve it? But there are a couple of steps in between. So think of it this way. If you can visualize just for a moment that we are at a bridge, and on the other side is your goals, your dreams, and your aspiration. But we're all on the other side. And in between that is steps. So in order for you to achieve your goals, dreams, and aspiration, we need to firstly take that first step. And in between that is our mindset first. So we got to visualize. So first thing is we got to visualize, you know, I always say to my clients, top three. You know, what are the top threes that you want to achieve? And then in between that, what are the steps that we need to take to get you further? But then we work on what is your mindset first, right? What is your, you got to make a conscious decision to say, you know, this is what I want to achieve. Then you write down your goals. Very basic and very simple. But, you know, the most challenging part that most people face is taking action.
I know.
Right?
It's always the first step that is hard.
Absolutely. And again, it's all about self-belief. It's all about that taking that small, simple step, taking forward. So again, you've got your 12 goals, you've got your 6 months goal, you've got 3 months goal, and then you've got your weekly goals. Then you've got to break it down into daily goals. And what I do, what gets me going, what gets me set up for success is every Sunday night or every Sunday is I set my goal for the week. And then every night before is I read over it and say, okay, this is what I need to do. And this is what I need to, you know, achieve. And there's so many anchor points. You know, I got accountability buddy as well. So even though I'm a coach, I get coached. You know, I get kicked in the butt as well. So I, one of the three things that most people don't do is like, who's your accountability? And I say, you know, what are the things that I've done? What are the things that I haven't done? What are the challenges? And what is my next focus?
I have spoken to a few life coaches and they always say that it's always good to write your goals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all about, and again, we set our visualization first and then we write it down and then we execute. But it's, again, it's the compelling why. What is your true why as to why you want to do this? And you put like processes and steps, and there are always going to be naysayers. There are always going to be people that don't believe in your vision, but you just got to keep on going and moving forward. And again, like, what is your self-awareness? Remember the two keys that I mentioned about unlocking your full potential is, you know, being aware of where you are from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
And then taking responsibility. Because if you don't take ownership of your life, then you're going to be stuck where you are. There's two keys. Have you heard of the above-the-line thinking?
Tell us about it.
In one of my talks, one of the segments is above-the-line thinking. And above-the-line thinking and below-the-line thinking, I call it the victim and the victor. The victim are those who blame, justify. They, you know, they don't take ownership. They don't like to take responsibility.
And the first thing they do is,
yeah, absolutely, right? Those victims. And we see this as well in the Filipino community. You know, I do some talks as well in the Philippines as well. And one of the things is that they're all victimized. You know, they feel that they're victimized and they feel that this is my life and this is where I'm going to be for the rest of my life. And so they play victim. But the above the line thinking is these are the people that take ownership. They don't justify and they always have that victor mindset and they take responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's the cause and effect. It's like, okay, if I do this, I know that this is going to happen. But if we live in victimization, then we're never going to progress in life. And so one of the techniques for coaching is transitioning them. And coaches, it's different from mentoring and coaching.
Yeah.
Mentoring is you tell them what to do. Coaching is a journey. It's like you're a guide.
And they find
the answers. They find the answers for themselves. And that's how they thought, that's how they find empowerment because they know that they've done it for themselves.
Mm. And I've seen in your page that you have created or formulated several steps in creating life's vision.
Yes, that's right.
And what are these steps?
Okay, let us go to the vision. I like what Oprah Winfrey says. And she says, you know, create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life because you become what you believe.
Mm.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes, it is.
It's, you become what you believe. And the empowering vision, it's all about just creating the highest grand for your life. But then it's what you become, what you believe. And again, it comes back to that self-empowering belief. And vision is so important. I mean, like, with the vision, it says, there's a quote, "Aspiring visionaries are those who see beyond the limitation and only see the possibilities and opportunities."
Okay. Like there's no limit in doing anything that you wanted to do. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is your version of a vision? What's your version of an empowering vision?
It's like you strengthen what you want to do and you want to achieve it. Like you're motivated and determined to achieve that goal.
Yeah. So it's like holding the vision, but trusting the process.
Yeah.
Nice.
I've seen that you have three major steps, which are creating your life's vision, which is setting your goal in simple words.
That's right. So I just recently released a video about how to bulletproof your vision.
Yeah.
You know, number one is, you know, associate with people that are like-minded and purpose-driven. You know, did you know that 70% of our time is spent at work or in business? 70% of our time.
Yes, I believe so that.
This is an important factor because I used to think, you probably think the same, that we used to think that our closest associates are friends or our family, but it's where we are right now at your work. And, you know, sometimes at work, there's a lot of chismes, right? There's a lot of things that happen that goes around, you know, and sometimes we get sucked into this.
Yeah.
So this is my strategy many years ago, and I put a list. Who are my top five influencers that give me a positive impact? And the other side is, who are my negative Nancys? You know, people that are the crabs, you know, the crab mentality.
But you wouldn't let them know, isn't it?
Of course, absolutely not. No, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But it's not for you to cut them off completely, but it's being aware that, hey, am I spending much time with this person? Because, you know, have you experienced, Annalyn, where you're with someone and they just drain you out, like your energy?
I don't want to be with them then.
Exactly. Right? And so we get sucked into this chismes, we get into this gossip, and it doesn't really have that fulfilling in our soul. But when we have people that are positive influences, that those who impact our lives, that says, you know, I believe in your vision, you can do it.
Yeah.
So again, that's what I said, you know, identify those top five people that are influencers. And then on the other side is, who are your naysayers? And that way you can actually identify, you know, to limit your time with them. And the second key is not only that you identify your positive influences in life, but again, the second key that I share with them is not only be aware of your vision, but it's have accountability buddy.
Yeah.
It's to have someone there for you, you know, that you can trust.
Like your support.
Support, yeah, you need that. You know, I have calls once a week and, you know, I get accountable for that. And bulletproof number three is have a systematic approach. You know, have a systematic way of building your habits, because it takes, people say it takes 40 days, 62 days, it takes 365 days, but it's just about taking that first step.
Yeah.
You have a systematic approach in achieving your vision. So yeah, so these are the three top threes, and then seven key areas to creating a life vision. We talked about it. You mentioned that we got to write our vision out. We've got to identify what our strengths are. You know, the second part is taking action and believing that you can actually do it. And there are a lot of anchoring points. And I mean, you probably interviewed a lot of life coaches with the same similar strategies. But at the end of the day, it's not motivation where you feel hyped. You know, it's like, ooh, I'm inspired,
yeah,
or whatever it may be. It's not about the hoo-ha. It's all about making that decision, you know, having that desire, making that decision, being disciplined and being determined.
How do you keep that determination and motivation then? And
that's a very good question. Is really having goals, you know, having a vision. You know, you probably did some interviews where people say, you know, have a vision board, but how I get motivated is my goals.
Yeah.
You know, and I break it down to the five pillars of life, you know, my health, my wealth, my relationship, my personal life, as well as my spiritual life.
So it's more on focusing on the reasons of why you are doing this or you want to achieve this goal.
Absolutely. Yes. That is perfectly right. Is your why. You know, and not until you take ownership and self-awareness, right, then you're not able to move forward because we're still stuck in that rut. But everyone has the power to get out of it, not only by making a decision, but believing in themselves. But it's more than just belief. It's all about taking that first step.
Mm. For other tips that can help our listeners, do you have any website where they can or they would be able to check or go back to the steps you have given us?
Oh, yes. So www.jezperez.com has all the information there. I've also got a free ebook. So if you subscribe, there's a free ebook called 21 Days of Thrive. It is 21 days that not only inspiration, motivation, affirmation, but it's specific steps and words that starts your day. And let me tell you, once you go from 1 to 21 days, you are on the edge. You are the competitive edge. It's not about the knowledge and the power, but it's the application that you do through those 21 days of Thrive. So I highly recommend jumping onto the website, and you can download the ebook there.
Yes, so it's jessperez.com.
That's right. And in social media as well, there, Jess Perez Thrive on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as well. So yeah, I'd love to just connect with those listeners.
Okay, yes. And last question. In Australia, there are so many life coaches of different sort, but what's the importance of seeking the help of life coach in achieving one's goal or vision?
That is a very, very good question. And to just continue on what you just said about there's a lot of life coaches, I believe it's just be a servant. And it's to really serve others. And particularly with the Filipino community, done a couple of clients and talked with particularly the Filipino community. And what I love about each Filipino is that they have this passion, particularly with the new generation that I've seen so far, the generation and the millennials, is that the parents, their dream, what I've noticed and what I've heard and what I've experienced is their dream is to come to Australia, which is fantastic. And kudos to them, you know. The next generation is, well, they're born here, they migrate. But what can they do with their lives that will propel them to the next step? And having life coach is great because they're more of a guide. They help them with their breakthroughs. They help them with their goals. And they get them to shift their state from a negative to a positive state and to live out their dreams and have a purpose-driven life.
So they're important.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank
Absolutely.
You very much, Jess Perez of Jess Perez Tribe.
Yes. Thank you, Annalyn, for this opportunity. You are amazing. And thank you for SBS Filipino. You guys are amazing.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.